The challenge of a comprehensive agenda. The three dimensions of sustainable development. The social, environmental, and economic dimensions are at the core of a sustainable development agenda. The proper balance among them has been the major challenge for the post-2015 process, given that different interests are behind each and every one of them. The geopolitics, as we knew it in Beijing and Cairo, two of the most important global instruments to promote women's human rights and gender equality when fighting for a progressive agenda, has changed. In the past, countries of the global north were quick in promoting some of the most progressive topics in the social dimension. Thus, sexual and reproductive health and rights had many champions in the European Union, North America, and other developed countries. In contrast, developing countries were more reluctant to agree on progressive stances, and the most ambitious outcomes were challenged yearly by those positions. However, given that the Agenda 2030 was meant to address the interlinkages between the social, economic, and environmental dimensions, developed countries soon found themselves speaking on behalf of regressive positions such as refusing to grant migrant population human rights, or against promoting labor rights. In contrast, developing countries were promoting the more comprehensive position in which the three dimensions were intrinsically linked. We are therefore facing a new geopolitical dynamic, in which the world seems to change the face of the allies and those who oppose the advancement of the full guarantee and fulfillment of human rights. Given that the Agenda 2030 is universal, it will require all countries not only to implement it, but also to report on it. This is a major shift from the MDGs, which still conveyed traditional donor-recipient logic in that only the recipient countries reported back, but donor countries were never held accountable. Accountability is therefore a big battlefield in which implementation as well as finance should be placed as priority. Developed countries will now need to enhance their transparency practices and be accountable to the world as well in their social, environmental, and economic practices, not only in what concerns their own national policies, but also in those fields in which inequalities between countries are related. In this context, in which developed countries are not only used to report implementation on any kind, they feel that their major interests are at stake.